y'all, my nerds, geeks, blurts, and freaks. Welcome back to another episode of Geeky, Sexual, and Intellectual. I am your host, Q, and today's guest is not a first-timer, and I hope it's not a last-timer. We got some plans in the future, possibly. Today's guest is Liquid Lola from the Blue Room on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, anywhere you can find her. She's my blue twin in crime. I enjoy Lola so much, and we talked about it in the show. We are from New York and Texas, but you would think we grew up together at college when I was in Atlanta. She is like one of my friends, and I call them my Insta friends. Y'all know that's my term I like to use over and over and over again. But give a listen to the episode, and you'll see why. Enjoy.
Y'all, so I'm not sure who's in here right now, but I have a very special guest, and I asked her last minute about doing this, just in light of recent events. She made this badass shirt that I'm wearing today, and what's up, Justin D in the building? Not Nintendo tennis, real tennis. But yeah, so I asked her last minute to do this, just because of what's going on. I've been wanting to have her back for a long time now. I recently did her podcast. She has a podcast herself, and she'll tell us about that. But I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to introduce, well, you may know her as Laptop Shouty, if you remember back in the day on Playroom, and I would have her on my iPad or my laptop, like sitting up or whatever. Then she was Madam G. She is now Q. So she's had more names than Prince, but let me welcome Q. Let me welcome Q to the show. What's up?
Hey, my blue sister. Oh my God, that's too funny. I thought about that the other day. A lot of people still ask me, are you still going by Madam G? I was like, nah, I'm just going by my regular nickname, Q.
I like Q. It makes me think of James Bond.
That's what somebody else says. Like, you should have always gone with that. Like, who else? But a couple of people, I guess, guys named Q go by Q. But I was like, yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
cute. Yeah, Q is cute. You cute. What's going on? Oh, wait, I don't have my sounds. Hold on.
Okay.
It's fine. Go ahead. I don't have my applause right now, but it's all good.
Oh, okay. Well, I
do. It'll be actual applause for right now. I do need to do that.
I don't know why I do that corny clap in a circle. You know where I got it from?
What?
Remember Living Color? Oh. It was like three snaps in a second.
It is good to have you here. You know, I've been wanting to have you back for a long time. And just, you know, I had such a great time with you on your podcast. If y'all haven't checked it out, please make sure to go and follow her and check out her podcast that she's doing. She has like some really great guests on, very topical pop culture nerd stuff. Now, so you are... I guess you consider yourself a blurred, right?
Yeah. Other people usually call it corny. You know, that's what they called it back then. Oh, you're so corny. I'm like, no, it's a new term now. We prefer to be called blurred. You know, every decade or so, something isn't PC. I'm like, don't call me corny. That's not PC. I'm a blurred.
You're blurred. So a blurred stands for black nerd.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I could also consider myself a blurred. My black card got pulled. I think it might be revoked. I don't exactly know what happened. What's up, Miss Notch?
How is it possible?
Some things went down. And so my black card got pulled. But I also consider myself a blurred. Thank you very much. And hey, Joseph. For those of you who are just getting here, we have Q from Gadgets and Geekery. This is Laptop Shawty. I had her on the show back in the playroom when I had her set up in my laptop, and you just like actually literally saw her on my screen like this. Like, hey, how are you? We've upgraded since then.
Started from the bottom, now we're
right, exactly. We have upgraded since then. I hope you guys can hear like both of us okay, because I am not monitoring this. So somebody has to tell me if something goes wrong, if it's not quite right. I'm just going to like jump in with like the biggest thing. We'll talk about you and talk about your other stuff, but I really, really wanted you to come on. And the reason that I like hit you up last minute, like Sunday, like, can you do this? Can you come on Tuesday? Is because of friggin' Chadwick Boseman. Because Chadwick Boseman passed. And, you know, we had this whole, like, I'm wearing this shirt. Let me just stand up so y'all can see it. I'm wearing this Dora Milaje shirt, Dora Milaje trainee, which is this cool shirt that she did for the first Black Panther, well, the first and only Black Panther movie. And so, you know, there's like this love for this character that we never really quite thought, like I never really expected to see Black Panther like on the big screen ever. Like it was just something that was like relegated to the comic books. I know him mostly from Storm, you know, and the X-Men and that relationship. Yeah. Like that was my introduction, but I know you are like more well versed in Black Panther as a character. So like how important was it for you to see Black Panther like come to fruition on the big screen?
See, that's the thing. Black Panther wasn't always at the forefront for me because it was, you know, you go to the comic book store before the movie even dropped, before he even was in the Avenger movie, all of it. So you go in the comic book store, you have everything displayed out, hardly any Black comic book characters, whether it's, you know, mainstream or indie, and you surely didn't see any Black Panther on display. So it was just like, you really had to do a deep dive if it just hadn't been in your life since you were a kid. So we know Avengers been in our life since kids. X-Men been in our life since kids. And then, you know, Black Panther or what is it? I can't even think of it. Basically, that stuff just popped up just sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when this dropped, it was just like, hold the presses. What are they doing? Is this serious? Am I dreaming? Is this one of those fake trailers? You know how they do it with it. People make fake trailers and all this fan, fan pics and like stuff. So I was like, it's not real. So then it was real. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So then people, you know, started to research then, and then sales started. And because I got all of my Black Panther comic books off of eBay. I was like, it's cheap.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'm just like, it's a good thing that it fell on us like this because we needed it. It was like a thirst you didn't know what you need to quench your thirst. And there it is. And I'm like, I am so fulfilled.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's like, I went to the theater in Times Square, like opening night to see it. And like that experience of going to the theater, everybody was like dressed in like kente cloth. Oh. And I mean, it was like it made me want to cry. Like, it was, like, that beautiful of an experience. And it was all types of people, you know? I mean, it were all types of people that were representing and that were really there for the film. And that's the thing that really struck me most was that, you know, all of the people who were excited to see the movie. It wasn't just Black people that were excited to see the movie. It's comic fans that were excited to see the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so what the... I hate to bring up negativity, but the only negative part of that was people that was like, why are they acting like this? Why is just a movie? I'm like, dude, okay, so this is where you need to take a seat because people do the same thing as Star Wars movies.
Exactly.
They come in full regalia.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
So that's when I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. You're dancing on the line of racist at this point because how can you not bring those two circumstances together and say, oh, okay, it's the same thing, or not even think about it. It shouldn't even be a thought afterthought. Right. It's just what it is. It's just fandom. What it is.
It's fans. It's fans. And I know that, you know, I know that Chadwick Boseman has a vast catalog, and I know that he was really a great actor. He really was. He's beyond Black Panther.
This is how you know you're going to be great. If you ever get a spot on Law and Order at any point in your career, oh, you've been made it. You're going to make it. Because he was on Law and Order.
Wait, I'm sorry. I live in New York, and I know some trash actors that have been on Law and Order, so I'm not naming any names.
You gotta have more than three speaking lines. You gotta be in at least four scenes.
Okay, all right.
He was.
like, I know some trash ass actors that have been on Law and Order, and I don't know what they're doing now. So.
Yes, girl. That's why I say, you know, it doesn't matter. You people, you know, I used to even use the phrase Johnny come lately, but I'm like, people didn't recognize his greatness until Black Panther. But I'm like, if you've seen the brother's work, you know he was amazing.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I'm like, he really hit the ground running. I guess that was 2013. That's when, you know, he did, what was that, 42? Mm-hmm. Was that 2013? Yeah, and then it's just like his star just started shooting, and then it was gone.
I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where with Black male actors more so, I think, than female actors, it's like there's like one. There's one or two that are allowed to be like the big deal at the time. So it's like there's Denzel, you know, okay. Then there's Jamie Foxx. Okay. Then there's Will Smith. Okay. Yeah. You know, so, you know, you have these moments in time where the one Black actor is allowed to shine. And it's a shame that he's really gone too soon, because he had so much more work to do, you know?
Yeah. It's in transition now. I can never pronounce it, but you know the story about the Black Samurai, he was doing that.
Really?
That was in the work.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm just like, who's going to fill his shoes? Not that anybody can replace him, but when you know, as fans, we do this all the time. We like, even with comic book characters, because I'll never let it die. When they let Halle Berry play Storm, I'm like, who the hell said that? Who made that call?
Right. That is never okay. That was never okay. That will never be okay to me. First off, she ruined two comic book characters for me. One was Storm, and the other one was that other movie that I do not speak of. Yes.
Feline female
movie. That was some bullshit. I'm sorry. That was not okay.
Yeah, so if it's never played up to our dreams and our expectations, it'll never be right. So with him, we have already sat at the table of Chadwick Boseman. To get somebody else to come to the table, I don't know. I just don't know.
So speaking of this, her Black card is gone for good. Let me just hit up some of these messages real quick. I'm good, Joseph. My Black card is apparently gone for good. Miss Notch has put it in the shredder. Justin D says they're honoring Chadwick with a statue in Fortnite. Really? That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, no. Big Rob thought he was on drugs. No, he wasn't on drugs. Yeah, it was cancer, unfortunately.
A lot of people said that. You know, people had that knee-jerk reaction. So when those pictures started coming out of him, you know, looking, you know, depleted, I was just like, that never even entered my mind. My first thing was, I've had people that have been severely sick in my journey in life. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on, but I hope he's okay. Yeah. That's
when
all I said.
I saw him in that 21 Bridges movie. I was like, huh. And I never thought that it was, because first off, if it's drugs, like, people aren't giving you roles like that. Like, you're not getting roles like that
because you're a liability.
You're not getting roles like that. So I was like, he looks sick. But with actors, you never know. Like, you know, Christian Bale lost a million pounds, you know, for his roles. And so
So
actors do that. So I was like, well, maybe it's just for a role. Like, that's what I thought. Clearly, that wasn't the case. Hey, Trevorn.
Yeah.
You know, so, of course, with his passing and with it being, with him, all of his other work aside, which is, you know, considerable, but just putting his other work to the side for a moment, immediately the first thing that people want to ask and talk about is replacing him, or the thought of replacing him, or the fact that they don't want him to be replaced, like he is our Black Panther. I have my thoughts on this. Before I say what my thoughts are, I would like to know what your thoughts are on it.
I actually reached out to another Instagram homie when it all went down. I was like, and she's kind of connected in the entertainment business when it comes to comics and movies and stuff like that. So I was like, wow, you know, my thought is, it's just all knee-jerk reaction. People think that people have wrote a thesis when they say things. They just say it. So I'm just like, I wonder, do you know if they started filming yet? And if they have, like, how are they going to do it?
Filming.
Even when, what is it, Brandon Lee and The Crow. I'm like, the people in the industry are thinking about that. So it's just natural to think about that. So she was like, you know what? I don't know. So I was like, yeah. And that's when I started like a tailspin. And like, okay, if they have, how are they going to finish it out? If they haven't, who in the hell do they think could play the role? Like, I can't fathom anybody.
Yeah. Okay. So, but do you think, even if you can't fathom anyone at this moment, we were talking about Denzel's son the other day. That was a name that came up. I'm not mad at that.
I'm kind of mad at that. I like him, but you got to think about the shoes you're filling. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you have Beyonce going to perform, I don't know, Aretha Franklin song, right? And then somehow last minute, Beyonce can't do it. And then you go get, I don't know, I don't want to put nobody's name out there.
Just say?
some newcomer, some minuscule singer. And I'm like, no, goddammit, I was wanting to hear some pipes. They're not going to fill the shoes. You need to get somebody adequate or surpassing their talent.
I hear you, but people are like, we should not have another Black Panther because Chadwick Boseman was the only Black Panther we could have. I reject that because I'm like, because it is such an important character and because, the whole, Wakanda and the fact that they are an advanced race and, they have an advanced world that they're from, technologically advanced, the fact that we're seeing Black people up here versus down here having to pull ourselves up from our bootstraps or we're downtrodden, so then therefore we become great. Like, fuck that. It doesn't have to be like that all the time. And so Black Panther is something that is like, you see like Black people's greatness, and the potential for that. So I think that imagery is very important to have. And to just like write it off, like we can never have another Black Panther, I just think is a bit short-sighted.
Yeah, and to speak to that, not at length, but to speak to it, I saw a post on the Party Nerds Instagram today. So they posed a question, like, for the Black Panther franchise, should they continue to make Black Panther? Should they pass the mantle on to Shuri as the next Black Panther, or what did they say? The third, or should they bring back Killmonger? I was like, that's a stretch.
You know what? I thought for a second, I thought that it would be possible for them to bring back Killmonger, for him to be Black Panther, but I'm like, nah, no. So I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where the comic book character is the character. He's an actor who played the character. We've had many Batman people playing Batman. Mm-hmm. We've had many people playing Superman. And these are characters that should be represented and should be shown and should be out there. And I think it would be sad just to let that go. I mean, sure, Shuri could take over. So that's one of the things that has been put forward is that in the comics, apparently, Shuri, his sister, took over the mantle of Black Panther. She became like the female Black Panther or something. I don't know about that because I don't really, like I said, my knowledge of Black Panther is a bit limited just based on like the X-Men and Storm being my favorite and those comics.
It's just I feel that would be a stretch because there's a time period or a span of time before she actually became the Black Panther. In some of the series that I have, I don't remember how it happened, but she was in a coma and she ended up coming back through, and I forgot what her name was, what they called her. It was not the Oracle, but that's what I'm thinking. Basically, like, she came back, her hair was white and all this other stuff. Like, she had learned all the knowledge from the ancestors, yada, yada, yada. But she did become the Black Panther. Now, that's a lot of time to skip.
Right. We only saw one Black Panther movie. Yeah. So I'm like, now we're going to get a female Black Panther? That doesn't feel right to me because we haven't fully explored T'Challa.
Yeah, unless they go, oh, T'Challa decided to, when he branched off to work with the
Right.
Avengers and, help them save the world. But I'm still like, that's a stretch too. He did a lot of back and forth in with the, Kingdom of Wakanda and, want to strike out on his own. So I'm just like, I don't know how they would even write that.
But
I don't
we
know.
were supposed to get, like they teased Namor.
Yeah.
So like that whole thing and the idea of, doing like Marvel's version of like Aquaman versus versus Black
Yeah.
Panther or whatever, like that would be kind of cool. So
Yeah. Because that even played out beautifully in the comic books. Like the war between Wakanda and Namor and all his soldiers. And I'm just like, that would be
right.
beautiful.
So
But
I think I would like to
to
see
go.
that.
Yeah. I guess I would have to mull it over some more to think about which actor could do that. Because, like, when you said about the Superman and the Batman, and every time the actor wasn't good enough, it outshined the fact if the movie was good or not. I'm just like, this brother is blowing it. Oh, I can't even get into the movie because I'm like, he
But it
sucks.
also has to do with the writing. And so I think when you're looking at DC's stuff, and especially Batman in particular, like George Clooney really should have been a great Batman slash Bruce Wayne, but the writing and the directing and that whole business was just terrible.
And the
And the
costume.
costume. That whole thing was just terrible. So if you're looking at like the actor, you're like, damn, you're casting George Clooney as Batman and Bruce Wayne, like, I'm sign me up for it. And then you look at it and you're like, damn, that was rough.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I'd have to think about that a
Okay, all
little bit
right.
longer. Because even when people just thinking about fantasy stuff, I'm like, okay, I don't think we should bring Killmonger back.
It's
But how can we reposition Michael B. Jordan to be the Black Panther? You know what? He's so loyal and upstanding. I don't even think he
I
would
don't think he
do
would
it.
do it either.
Just as a moral
I
standing.
don't think he would do it either. Von D is saying Killmonger isn't dead. No, I mean, I don't think he's dead either, but I don't know how he would transition into being the Black Panther in a movie, though. That's the only thing. Trevorn says easy parallel universe. But then
Then that would
Right.
throw everything
I'm
else
like
out of whack. I don't need
I'm like
that.
we have a whole like thing that's set up for like 15 years of Marvel movies.
Yes.
So I don't know how that works.
I'm just like, don't come telling me, okay, y'all, we're gonna do Earth
Right.
562.
Right.
Like, no, because not a whole casting change, and I'm not trying to have it.
Right. Me either. I'm like, no. Okay, so I wanted to show, I'm gonna switch real quick to this. You're still on. So
Okay.
this is Shuri as the female Black Panther, which is kind of badass. I mean, this is really
Yeah.
kind of badass. So I'm not like opposed to this situation. I just think it's too soon, but that's badass. Like that would be like a great cosplay situation.
Because even one of the covers that I have, let me see if I can find it
Okay.
right quick.
All right, she's gonna I switched off of you, so go ahead and search to your heart's content. So Robert Pattinson might work. Very funny, Rob. No, we are not doing a CGI face technology. As much as I love those deep fakes, I can't get with that. I cannot get with that at all. Cannot get with that at all. Right. I mean, I already have a problem with them doing CGI and taking people that have passed away and putting them back into things. Like,
It's like slaving them. Like, let them
what in the
rest.
world? If I see Tupac do one more damn performance.
Yes. Oh, I didn't have that cover, but I thought I had the cover. That is so beautiful. of
Oh
Shuri
wow,
in
that's
Black Panther.
beautiful. Wow.
And it looks like a Koye,
It
really,
does.
but
That's awesome though. So yeah, so like so this is her like in action, which is kind of cool. And this is actually her against Namor, which is like badass just to see that. Leilani, what's up? Hey, Wycombe. So I know some people came in. I'm sorry if I missed your entrances as you came in. So yeah. So I guess she had her own like comic cover, which is kind of cool. Her own comic and
Yeah, I
all.
think that's the one I was trying to find where she was like sitting with the panthers around her. Is
No,
that
this
the
is
one you're talking
just a
about?
cover of her face.
Oh,
So
okay.
yeah. So it's, you know, so
Yeah.
it's a conundrum. It's a conundrum. I think they're definitely gonna have to figure it out because that's money that they're leaving on the table, and I know that they're not gonna wanna leave money on the table. At the same time, you do need to
Yeah.
respect, you know, the man who is there.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, we're talking emotionally. It is money. It's business at the
And
end
it's
of
for
the day.
entertainment too.
So,
Like, I can't
yeah.
imagine that he would have wanted there to be no more Black Panther after him. Like, that's, you know.
Yeah, because the greatness that came after that, like he was like, I didn't expect all of this. Like when you watch his interviews, but then he thinks about what a film of this magnitude means to the
Right.
community. Because, like you said, it showed a different image than the image that the world will portray about
Right.
black
It's
people.
not a Luke Cage. It's not a
And
Black Lightning. It's like its own thing. I mean, it's
regal.
regal,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know. Like, you probably sometime in your life, you've run across people that, black people that you've like, they are so, it's just an essence about them, a regal essence. Like, forever in my life, my, I guess the person I look up to as a woman before even Michelle Obama hit the scene was Felicia
Yes.
Rashad. Just the way she carried herself. And it has nothing to do with Chadwick, but since I was a little girl watching The Cosby Show, I was like, that woman, I can feel it through the
Yeah.
screen that she knows her worth and how to carry herself. And she just spoke
Yeah,
empowerment to me.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
And so that's I think that's what people got from Chadwick. Like he was a down brother. You know, you see he had the swag
yeah,
the
he
way he would
did.
move, but he still had eloquence about him.
Yeah. So it's, you know,
Yeah.
it's a shame and it is a great loss and I'm, you know, so sorry to his family and everyone. I mean, his friends and just and all of us as well because like we did lose a
Yeah.
lot there. Speaking of, you did this amazing tribute to him with your artwork. So those of you who may not know, Q here, she is a graphic artist and an artist. And has done some really cool stuff. So she doesn't just like design stuff like this, but she's also drawing and you're doing like some painting and stuff as well, right? And digital art. So she did this really cool tribute to Chadwick Boseman. And this is like really, really beautiful. Like, how did you decide that this is, first off, what, like, I guess I know what inspired you to do it, but like, how did you get to the space where you sat down and did this?
Okay, so when I heard about it was actually on what was it, Saturday morning. So I guess the news dropped that Friday evening that he had
Right.
passed. So I didn't know. So I wake up, I check my text messages when I wake up, and my friend, when I was in radio, she sent me a text. She was like, I know how much you love comic books, and I know how much you love Chadwick, but I just want to tell you that he passed away. And it was like, I just said it again and feel like I had something rising in my throat. And it was like everything went boom. Like the sound dropped out. And I was like, people think that's weird to say that you could have that connection to somebody that you've never met when they
Right.
pass away. But it was just, I don't know what it was. Like I said, he made you feel like he was
Yeah.
tangible and you wanted to see him excel and do great things. So I was like, God, dog it. And you know, I was sick this weekend, so I was like, pull it together because you don't need to take yourself
Right.
over the top. So I just kept thinking about it and I'd be doing something else and I'd think about it. And I'd work on some other projects. It just kept coming back to me all day long. So I say, I should do something just to make me feel
Yeah.
good. I was like, you know, where I think about, you know, him as a person, what he did for the community, how strong a person got to be going through something like that and
Right,
nobody
and to
knows.
still be doing movies and stuff, still be working.
Yeah. And smiling and doing interviews. And you just hear about celebrities that just chew people up, like just because they had a
Yeah.
bad day. You know, everybody has a bad day. But I'm like, this man was having a bad day for
Four years.
4 years. And it never shined through. So that should speak to people too, because I don't know what's going on in your life. You shouldn't just chew me out or cuss me out or treat me
Yeah.
like garbage, whether you're famous or not.
Absolutely.
But so, you know, I got off
No,
course. But
it's all good.
anyway, so I said, I want to do something to show my gratitude for him sharing his talent with me and the rest of the world. So I took I took a couple of pictures offline that I found. And I said, okay, what am I trying to do here? I want to zoom in on his humanity. So those eyes,
Yeah.
you know, being that close to his eyes, that's why I say it's something behind those eyes, just eloquence, regal, thoughtful, just
Yeah.
human. So I said, okay, this is the perfect picture. So then I said, well, what do I want to do with this picture? So basically, like I was saying, he was so multifaceted. That's kind of what this picture represents, because it's like the shattered
Yeah.
glass, and it's different going a pull between forward and the background of the images and colors bleeding through cracks. So that's what I just wanted to have it reflect, his multifaceted personality
I
and
mean, it's
talent.
just beautiful. Like when I saw it, I mean, like it really took my breath away. Like seeing it, like really, like made me like I'm like tearing up like right now, just because it's like I see the love that you put into it, that you put into the piece, and it's just such a great choice of image, and what you did with it, like it's very strong, very strong.
Yeah. And I just wanted something that looked powerful, just how his presence felt to me. I didn't know
Yeah.
him personally, but just what he invoked on screen in life, what he brought out of other people, because you watch videos and photos that he's taken with other people, and he got the good out of
Yeah.
people. So I don't know. I hope I accomplished that. I just knew what him walking this earth did
Yeah.
for me.
No, you absolutely did. You absolutely did. And I think we all can relate. Justin says he definitely can relate to, you know, seeing someone that you don't really know, but you feel like you know them, and when they're gone, you lose something. I felt that with Prince. I know Justin felt that with Michael Jackson. Like, you know, these are people who have impacted our lives, and you feel it. You feel it. Like, I was up late that night, and so I got the notification. I was still awake, and it came across my phone.
I wanted to read
Okay.
something that somebody posted online. I just need to find it real quick. And it was in regards to people that have grief for people they've
Okay.
never met. And I was like, that was so perfect. That was well timed and perfect. Let me see if
Yeah,
I can
take
get
your
that.
time. Take your time. Hey, Scott, how's it going? How's it going? Ms. Notch says that speaks volumes right there. Absolutely it does. And Ms. Notch trying to hold back tears. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, because even when like our civil rights leaders
Yeah.
pass away, it's just like you never knew those people, but you knew what they did
Right.
for you and people like you. Yeah. And if they never even walked off this earth, where would we
Right.
be?
Absolutely.
Let's see. Okay, so I found it. It's on Melanin and Mental Health on their
Okay.
Instagram. It says, why we grieve people we've never met. Number one, their work helped us to get through a difficult time in our lives. Number two, their work inspired our dreams and goals. Number three, they modeled possibility. Four, their death triggers our grief of previous loss. And number five, their passing activates our fears around death.
Yeah.
So that last one kind of hit me, because I was like, ooh, it sent me back a couple of years. Because when Aaliyah died, oh, that crushed me. Because we were about the same age, and I was seeing all the potential and the great things she was doing with her life. And then it made me have a personal reflection. Like, what are
Yeah.
you doing? Not to compare ourselves, but I'm like, don't, time
Yeah.
is limited. You just never know. I could hang up this call with you, Lola, and that'd be end. And with you, you know, where whatever you believe in, if you get to the other side and they say, hey, did you accomplish what you set out to do? And you're like, meh. And they're like, you know what? Limbo for your ass. Because we gave you time and you wasted it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm like, he was just 43, you know? I mean, that's.
Yeah. And I don't care. I'm 41. So then that spoke to me again. We're in the same, you know, bracket of age. And I was just like, come on, Q. And he was doing it with a much heavier load than you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it definitely does make you think and think about what you're doing and think about what you want to do. You know, the whole thing with this whole pandemic and the fact that, you know, all of us have been like forced to be still and forced to deal with ourselves. You know, it's like that's been a huge thing just for me in that like my work is gone. You know, my work is gone and it's been gone for a while. You know, I know it's impacted you. You have a daughter that you're having to deal with that, you know, and have her not. It's just a different world. It's a different world right now.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing all right with all
that? That's why I say you don't have to be doing anything. And that's, you know, that was a misconception when the quarantine started. Oh, you should be doing something. You should be doing everything. Da, 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 da. Like, no, you should do what you feel comfortable with doing, but don't get in the sludge of, it's easy to get depressed right now. You don't get in the sludge of that. Take your time with it and write up a plan if you want to do something. And so that's what I did. I'm baby stepping it.
Fair enough.
Lola. I'm like, I wrote up a plan, but I'm like, I'm not going, you know, like they say, hustle hard. Like, no, I'm not a hustle hard person. About myself. I'm a hustle like a baby. Okay, baby steps.
Oh my God.
So you just gotta, you know, keep moving towards your dream, whatever that is, to be a better person, to lose weight, to save $1,000. I don't know, just, you know, or shit, be as big as Chadwick, but you gotta have a plan and you gotta just keep moving.
So you're doing. So when we first talked like a while ago, when you were on before, you have your website, gadgetsandgeekery.com. At that time you were doing like a storefront and like a vlog situation. Now that's kind of morphed into you doing podcasts now. So how did you get into podcasts? Why did you want to get into podcasts and how are you enjoying it?
Okay, so I'm so bad with numbers and years, but I think it was back in 2014, I was working in radio. I wasn't on air. I was behind the personalities. So I was like, you know, I feel like I have something to say because I would talk to a couple of guys in my office about, you know, comic books, movies, books, streaming shows, whatever. That was our water cooler talk. So I was like, well, I do this at work, and it seems like I'm having fun. Everybody else is having fun. Maybe I should branch this out and have fun with everybody else. I mean, you know, I can't hear what they're saying, but they can hear me and, you know, chime in if they want to leave a comment or reach out to me. So I said, okay, let me try this. So I would get off of work at 5:30 and then I would still be at work with my laptop and all my software or whatever. And then I would shoot my podcast in my office at the radio station. So a lot of like the software I use, like Audacity to edit software, I learned it because of radio. So I was like, okay, so let me try that. Then I would get home to like 8 p.m. at night. So I had a whole like intricate, like I love lists. I'm a stickler. You know, I mean, I look like one, but I'm a admin genius. So I would have like these very strict lists and very strict platforms. And I would write these long, I was reading on air because I didn't have, it was just me.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to do my research, write it down, keep it kind of fluid, and then just read into the mic. So I was like, oh my God, this is a lot of work doing all this research. So I think I did like 4 podcasts and then I just stopped.
Okay.
And I was kind of sad about that, but I was like, I'm exhausted. I can't be doing this the right way because I'm so exhausted. So I stopped, shelved it for years. So, I want to say because of the pandemic, I was like, what else are you doing? I mean, I'm working from home, but I was like, what else are you doing? Why not do that? Because I would have my rides home from work, to work and from work with my friends from college. They live in other states.
Okay.
So it took me like an hour and a half to get to work, and we would talk that whole time, like about geek shit, movies, relationships, politics, all this other stuff. And just nonstop talking all the way to work. I'd be late to work, like, girl, I'm supposed to walk in at 9:00. It's like, it's 9:15. I gotta let you go. So then we'd be like, okay, girl, I'll call you at work. What time you get off? I get off at 5:30, bitch. Don't call me 5 minutes before 5:30. Get back in the car. And we'll, okay, where do we leave off? We were talking about Trump stinking ass. Okay, girl, let me hit it. So then we would talk about, you know, whatever was going on or what had happened, transpired throughout the day while we was at work. We saw CNN or whatever. And then all the way back home, had a conversation. So I was like, if I could put a microphone in my car while we talk about this shit, people are like, these bitches is crazy. And I use that loose because I'll be talking to my homeboy too, that's in Virginia. So I'm like, yeah, we would just go at it. Like, you know, conversations, easy flow, right. You know, whatever. So I was like, I want to do that with the friends that I've made on Instagram. And, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, that may have sounded weird to me. You friends on Instagram, internet friends. Right? Those are not your friends. I'm like, no, Lola, how long have I been knowing you? About 2 or 3 years?
Yes.
Yeah. I have other friends I've been knowing about 5 years off Instagram, and I do consider them friends.
Right. I'm like, everybody you know, that's in it's this really chat. Not... I'm like, I feel like I know them, you know?
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to reach out to those people that I've acquired over the years and then let them tell their stories on my podcast. And it didn't have to be straight and stringent about comic books. We are people. We are whatever you are, people of color, when they are. We are wives, husbands, sons, daughters, gay, lesbian, in the kink. What we have so many multifaceted. Yeah. So I was like, I want to talk about all those facets. So that's what we did. So I have season one down. I did 16 episodes, I guess.
Wow.
And I think season two I'm supposed to do that in October. So it's going pretty well.
That's cool. Like I had such a great time when I came on your podcast, and I mean, we're just able to talk anyway. So it's like, I feel like it's kind of cheating a little bit because we get along so well. Like if we lived in the same state, it would be like all over. If we lived in the same state, it would be like a wrap.
Like, Lola girl, I got the bottle, bitch. What time do I come up with?
So it would be like a complete wrap, but you know, like we get along very well. So I had such a great time on your podcast. So I was wondering if that's just you and you're just able to talk to everybody and that's just kind of the rapport that you have with people overall, or if it's, you know, like, is it?
Yeah. Girl. Okay. So it depends on the day you ask me. More days than not, I'd be like, I hate people. People is trash. People can suck it. But to tell you the truth, like deep down, I love talking. I just love running my mouth. Like even my husband would like, I don't really leave the house that much now, but when we did, we'd be at Target, girl. And somebody be on the aisle with like a baby registry and they'd be talking to, I don't know what to get. What should I get? And here go my ass on the aisle behind him. I walk,
oh,
always,
no.
Girl, let me tell you something. That bitch don't need all that. She needs some diapers and some formula. And then we would start a conversation.
You're one of those. I can't.
I am one of those. But see, I'm not one of them kind of people. You're like, bitch, no one was talking to you. I don't know what it is. People talk to me. And then, you know, and I'm talking to the lady, well, what kind of diapers? I don't know what I'm buying. Da-da-da. Like now I'm an employee of Target.
Right, exactly.
But that's everywhere. Like I remember, when I lived in Atlanta, I went to a listening party for Jwelle or something like that, and my homegirls couldn't go, whatever. I still went to the club and went to the listening party. So I'm all by myself. And so I see a group of girls in like this booth, like the velvet chairs around the booth and the table. And I was like, do y'all mind if I sit with y'all? They was like, no, girl, pull up. So I sat down. It was like five of them. We laughed and talked and sang and danced and drank all night long. And I was like, well, it was real, bitches. And so that's how it's always been like that.
That's fantastic.
And people don't understand it. Like, you go to clubs by yourself? Like, I used to go to clubs with myself all the time. I would go to lounge, like, lounges, like tapas bars, and just sit at the bar and just eat, talk to the bartender, and
Wait,
then
but
some
like
dude would
I
come up,
do
"Hey."
that too. Well, I did
Yeah.
coronavirus, but I would go by myself. Like, I don't care. I'm like, I would like to go and have a cocktail out amongst people, and I just go and sit at the bar and get like some apps and
Yeah.
get a drink or two and just sit there and talk and people watch and whatever. So there's nothing wrong with
Exactly.
that.
And so I would just make up games with people. Like, I remember one time in particular, I was like, "Bitch, I'm going to have me some tapas. Y'all got to work, and I'm not sitting in this house." And when I lived in Atlanta, so I sat at the bar, talked to the bartender. So he started feeding me drinks. "Don't worry about it. You cool. Don't
Right.
worry about it." I was like, "See, it pays to be nice." So
Right,
yeah, so this one dude comes up, he sits at the bar. "You've been laughing with this bartender, you know this?" I was like, "I don't know him." So he was like, "Wow, man, you acting like that." I was like, "That's just me." So he ended up buying me some drinks. We talked, we laughed, we played games. Like, we was like, "Okay," we just made up lies to people that was at
exactly.
tables. It was like, "Tell me about these people." And so he was like, "Girl, she getting ready to divorce him. He don't even know." Like, we just make up stupid lies. So me and him, it was called Buckhead. It was like where all the clubs were in Buckhead.
Okay.
So after we left, we just walked around and went to different clubs and had different drinks. And at the end of the night, we just broke off. Like,
What?
it was really nice meeting you. Yeah. That was
That was it? Like,
it.
he wasn't trying to, like, slide on in?
I was so shocked, but happily shocked, because it was just two people that met up, had a good time, and
That is
dispersed.
cool. I've had
Yeah.
like a couple experiences like that, not that deep where I'm like going out, like going outside of where we just were kind of thing. But I did get invited to a barbecue once.
The black person, you know,
I got
that's
invited to a
Hispanic.
barbecue. Chavorn says the podcast is great.
Oh,
Q.
thank you so much.
And Miss Notch cannot go by out by herself like that. She feels weird. Miss Notch, you have to try. Well, now it's coronavirus, so rules are a
Yep.
little different. Rules.
Yep. And so a lot of people are like, "Wasn't that dangerous?" Like, boo, I keep a blade in my top drawer, right? I do not play. You're gonna pick the wrong one. So, but yeah, but I always, I've been, like I said, I've been cautious,
Yeah.
but I don't let, my fears or whatever stop me from being personable and being with the people,
Yeah.
even though you
Absolutely. I
watch.
mean, you can't live in a space of fear, you know. So you brought up earlier and you like said it real quick, like in your description of people and like what they're into, and you mentioned kink. So I'm actually gonna go there. Watch the chat. The chat is gonna
Child in
like
the house.
perk up. The chat is gonna perk up. So, we talked about before about like anime stuff and anime stuff, like hentai stuff,
Yeah.
which those of you who don't know, it's like, animated porn or whatever. Okay, so they have these sex dolls. I don't remember if we talked about this before. This is like I'm taking a hard left here. But they
Okay.
have these they have these sex dolls that are like very lifelike or whatever.
Yeah, real dolls.
Real dolls, right. Now, did you look at one or you saw one
I was
like
supposed
in
to
real
actually
life?
I was supposed to do an interview with the creators of a company here in Dallas, I mean in Texas. They are in Austin, so they were supposed to sh come like drive me down one of the dolls. And then I was supposed to, talk about how real it felt and what it looked like, and was it heavy? Like, actually giving it the once over, because my tech, gadgets
It's a
and gear.
gadget.
So,
That's a big ass
yeah,
gadget, though.
that's a big ass gadget. But I had a phone interview with a woman, and but I never got the doll because something happened,
Okay.
and I had to counsel it or something like that. But anyway, it was a very enlightening conversation, and she and I talked for 2 hours just on the phone about the pros of owning one, like the different types of customers she has that own these and are repeat buyers.
Repeat buyers. I mean, how many do you need, though?
You can be a player in your own world. You got your own ranch. You got a bunny ranch.
and no judgment, because I'm like, you know, I'm very much to each his or her own and whatever floats your boat.
What if somebody asked you, well, why do you need so many in Wonder Women? Isn't one good enough?
You're right.
So it's like a collection.
You're right. But that's a big thing, though. Like, my Wonder Woman dolls on average are like this big. So, I mean, I don't know about like a whole other person in my apartment, like times three.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But see, it was so intricate. Like, it had a whole like casing situation that you hang up in your closet, and it was just in the case, in your closet, just tucked away.
Now, have you seen Upload on Amazon?
Yes. I've seen a couple of episodes. I'm not going to say I finished.
You haven't seen the whole, you didn't like it?
Did I finish it? Wait a minute. I did finish it. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I think I do remember the final scene. I was like, I knew it. But yeah, I did watch it, but it wasn't that great.
I loved it.
It was a good premise, but.
I loved it just because of like the world that we live in, and a lot of things are very virtual, and we find ourselves in virtual scenarios, virtual situations, even if it's just talking to somebody like this, you know, texting, sexting, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
To me, it was topical and it spoke to me in that way, even all the way up to the point where she was having sex with the guy.
Yes, girl, that was a whole ordeal. I was like, no, but we're not going to have fun. Too much work. I'm sweating.
Justin B. dug it. I liked it too. I thought it was good. Where are my glasses? My glasses are in my bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know what, I can't pinpoint what it was missing. It was just missing something. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was a great premise. I like the idea of it, but I'm like, that's how freaking selfish we are. Like, no, I know humans have a limited time here, but not me. I have the money. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I think it's fascinating. I'm like, you know what? You can upload my ass to the cloud. Put me in the cloud. I'm not done. Put my ass right in the cloud. I'm fine with it.
What if, that's what I say, I don't know what everybody believe, but what if you was on your way to heaven and then he was like, nope, upload it. And then all the shit that you did in upload, when that shit finally crashed, you going straight to hell. Like, you had your opportunity, but all that shit you did in upload got you a one-way ticket to hell.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. I don't know about that. But yeah. So where are you? So what are you doing now? Like, I know you're doing your podcast. Like, what is it that you want to see yourself doing? Like, in the, I'm not gonna get like too futuristic with you, but like, you know, let's say the pandemic is done. We're all good. We can go back out and be our normal selves again. Like, what does Q want to do?
I would actually, because whether outside is open or not, I have come into the stage in life where I am a hermit crab. So I would still be in the house, mainly because I'm trying to get back into this art thing. I'm currently, now I can't talk too much about it, but I'm currently working on a graphic novel.
That's awesome.
For a writer. So I was like, it's a big undertaking, but my dream has always been to be an artist since I was 5 years old. So I'm like, is this for real? Is this happening? Well, let me just jump. I'm gonna tell her, you know, everything, you know, this is the first time I did a children's book, but I haven't done something this, you know, elaborate, in detail. But she was like, I'm cool. We'll take it slow. We'll do it. We just, you know, so do your thing. I like your style. Do your thing. I said, okay.
That's fantastic. So someone else is writing it and you're doing the artwork for it?
Yeah. It's already written. I just have to draw it.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah. So sometimes I sweat a little. I'm like, I can't do this. What the hell is wrong with me? So, but then other times I'm like, just take it slow. Just one panel at a time. Yeah, and then, you know, with that Chadwick picture, I was like, that sparked something. And, oh, to attach on to that, you know, Michael B. Jordan uploaded a video with Issa Rae when somebody asked her, who are you rooting for at the awards? And she said, everybody black. he did a photo montage, and it was so crazy. I just told, because I don't have no adults to talk to at a daytime. I told my daughter, I said, I know what my next series is going to be after doing the Chadwick piece. But Michael B. Jordan had put up that collage of black actors and performers, and I was like, this man was reading my mind, because that's basically what my series was going to be. It was it's going to I'm just latching everything in, because I had my diagnosis with vertigo, so I'm doing a collection called
Oh,
Vertigo, and just the
sweet.
whole
So let me just
yeah
tell
the
them really
premise of it.
quickly. So we weren't quite sure. She got like this vertigo thing that happened like yesterday or day before yesterday.
Friday, sorry, Friday, yeah.
So I wasn't even sure if she'd be able to come on here tonight because she was like having vertigo or whatever. So, but I'm glad to see you, and I'm not gonna keep you that much longer. But go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, that's the universe saying yes. I think of I don't know what people believe, but
You
I was
see
like, that was a
signs, yeah.
confirmation. Yeah. So I was like, I wanted to do more pieces of influential black people, pioneers of whatever craft, and the newcomers that speak to us on, like he did. So, and I wanted to do it in that same style that I did his piece, Chadwick's piece, in, because it's just they're all multifaceted.
No, it's very
And
cool.
I just, yeah, it just spoke to me. And I was like, I love so many black people in the entertainment business that have, and and in civil rights, that have did things for me I didn't even know they were doing, and brought joy to my life, and made me cry, made me think, yada yada yada. So I'm excited about it.
I'm so happy to see you doing your artwork. Like, I know when we first met, you were like just starting to get back into your drawing, and you had pulled out some stuff and you had posted some stuff on your Instagram of some of your older artwork that you did. And I'm like, damn, like she's really good. Like she's really good. So I'm very excited and I'm very happy for you that you're actually doing this. Like a lot of people don't do what they want to do, whether because they're too scared to do it or whether just circumstances or whatever. So I'm very happy for you that you're able to express yourself in this way and that you're able to do it like this. I mean, like, I can't wait to see the new pieces that you're gonna do, like this Chadwick, the Chadwick piece. Like, I can't wait to see what you're gonna do. So it's very exciting. I'm rooting you on and all of that. So
Thank you, girl. And I think about, it has to be a reason for this, because when I was in art school, in my 20s living in Atlanta, everything I did, because I went to school for graphic design,
okay.
but my medium was acrylic paint, like acrylic and oils. So I was like, oh, this stuff is so expensive. And I used to work like huge scale, like wide sticking scale. I was like, oh God, that would cost so much money to do that piece that I did of Chadwick back then. But I'm like, I made it to the future. So now I can do digital art, and I can just broadcast it to the world. Went back to 15, 20 years ago, it was like word of mouth kind of thing. It was the people in your radius that you could sell to, or you could showcase your work to, or have a gallery show. But like now, I can put pieces out faster, more cost effective for myself, and then everybody, I can get people in Russia, Africa, China, whatever.
It's really is an amazing thing. And like I don't know if I told you this, but my husband is an artist also. And
Oh, you didn't
oh
tell me
yeah,
that.
yeah, he is. So like he draws and paints and all that. And he has an iPad, like an iPad Pro and the
Oh
pencil.
yeah, that's me too.
And the pencil and like he's such like a sketcher. He'll go out and like sketch things and like sit at the bar and do like drawings on the napkins and stuff. But doing the work on the iPad has opened up like a whole other thing for him because
Exactly.
he can create and it can be like whatever size he wants it to be, whatever size he needs it to be. And you can easily like change colors and there's like so many options and stuff. So it's fun like watching that. So I'm excited for you and your discovery of all that too.
Because another one of my artist friends on Instagram, his name is Saxton Moore. Like, he's a big fucking deal. And I just just casually made friends with him. So he and I were talking about that, just the process of art throughout the last 20 years. And I was just thinking about when you said that your husband can, you know, with the iPad, because that's where I draw on my iPad with Procreate.
Yeah,
So
that's
I'm
what he
like,
uses.
if I, when I used to do murals for like daycares or bars or whatever, I would have to make it pitch black in that room. Then I had a projector. So I would draw it, you know, four by six or
Yes.
whatever, throw it in the projector and then put it up.
Yep.
So now with so many, it's different levels of technology. So I could now drop that in, whatever the dimension of that wall is, you know, 8 feet tall by 6 feet wide, whatever, put that in Procreate, draw it, send it off to a printer. There's a company where they do wallpaper. It's like basically wallpaper, it's a
Oh,
sticker.
okay.
And then you just slam it up there. You get tired of it, take it down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That is so
So it's
cool.
so many
We have
degrees.
a question. Have you ever created any characters?
I haven't created any characters in a very long time. And I got so many old sketchbooks. They're probably in a closet or something like that. But yeah, I hadn't created characters since
Oh,
college.
wow. Okay.
Because when I was in school, I wanted to go to school for sequential art. And that's basically what comic books are called. It's sequential
Oh,
art, you
okay.
know, it's major. Yeah. So I was supposed to, I wanted to go to Savannah School of Art and Design. I was like, ooh, this is expensive. So I went to the Atlanta College of Art, which it wasn't cheap, but it was cheaper than Savannah. So yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, hopefully you will, maybe next time we talk, you'll have a character that you created after you've done your graphic novel, after you've done your whole Vertigo art series.
Yes. And that's what I say. I feel like I'm always me and my husband laugh because I think my daughter got the same gene as me. Like I'll do something and then I'll jump from that to something else. Then I'll jump from that to something else. And that's just an artist
It's
spirit.
just a
Like
creative
you just have to
spirit.
put it. Yes, and I know I try to corral it some, but I'm just like I'm doing gadgets and geekery. I love gadgets and geekery. And I hope to never stop doing it, you know, doing the podcast or whatever. But my passion in life is art. I've been doing it since I was five.
Yeah.
And I just really want that to be like my career, my life, my love, till the day they put me in the ground.
I love it. Well, I hope that for you too. So you're ridiculously talented, no matter what you touch, whatever, whether it's the podcast or the art. So yeah, so I'm here for all of it. Here for all of it. I'm not gonna keep you. I know you got your stuff or whatever, but thank you so much for doing this. I don't know if anybody else had any questions or anything, but I just wanted to thank you for coming. Hello, Latanya. What's going on? I saw some people came in. I'm sorry, I was.
Bestie,
Oh.
that's one of my road bitches.
Oh, really?
You know, he's talking on the phone like, girl,
We were. Miss Notch does that jump from one thing, doing one thing and on to the next. I do it too. And it's just, I think it's just being like a creative person and like your mind, you're like, oh, but what about this? Oh, but what about that? Or what about this? It's just what it
you don't
is.
want to be stagnant because when you hit a block, a creative block. Oh girl, it's like somebody stole your dog.
Right.
Like, what am I doing? You start hyperventilating. You try to make yourself be creative, and then it just looks
That
like
doesn't work,
trash.
right? You cannot
Yeah.
make yourself. I've tried to write like that, like where I'm like, I have to write this, I have to write this, and then it's like, it's nothing. Like I'm rhyming, monster with fonster. Like it's not, that shit doesn't work. Right. Well, where can people find you? Like just gadgetsandgeekery.com, right? And then the Instagram. So, like, she's all over, all connected to the Instagram and stuff too.
Yeah, so I really live on Instagram. You know that.
Yes.
So Gadgets and Geekery. I have Twitter. I'm not really on. I have Facebook. Not really on. Then you can find me on most major streaming platforms at this point. You know, Pandora want to be an ass, but you can find me.
So, like Apple Podcasts, like iTunes, Spotify,
Google.
Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
All that. And you can find me. It's Geeky. It's Gadgets and Geekery Presents. Geeky, sexual, and intellectual.
Geeky, sexual, and intellectual.
Yes. And if anybody's interested in the Chadwick piece of art, I have it on Redbubble. And you can find me at, it's Artist for Hire, but I think the store name is A4H Design.
Okay, all right. And but they can get to all that stuff through your Instagram, right?
Yeah, through my Gadgets and Geekery.
Yes. So make sure to check out her Gadgets and Geekery Instagram. You can find all of her stuff there. She's very active on there. She also has a Discord. I think she would have to invite you to her Discord if you're interested. Her Discord is, you know, like, my Discord is lame. Her Discord is like popping, and she has
whatever, girl. I mean, I think I got 20 minutes to talk about it.
Her Discord is like popping. Yeah, Geeky, Sexual, and Intellectual is her podcast. It's her podcast, but her Discord is like popping. She has all sorts of locked channels on there. I don't even know what's on there.
Yeah, it's 21 and up. I'm not trying to answer to nobody's mama, no laws. Keep your ass out.
She has a lot of not suitable for work content over on her on her Discord. But you have a great community though that you built, which is really cool. Like, where did all these people come from?
Every once in a while, but I would post something on Instagram about the Discord, and I always say, you know, you need to DM me, because, you know, kids be finding them ways to get in the shit they shouldn't be in.
Nasty ass.
So, yes! So, it was huge at one point, but I noticed it was a lot of people just sitting in there not doing nothing. They was just lurkers, basically. So, I did a clean out. So, I think we got about 86 people in there now, but there's, like, a loyal 20 people.
That's great.
Girl, they talk, they post. I have a couple of admins. I don't think I've been in there for about a week. Girl, they just keep it going. Every once in a while, I'll come there. Yeah, and they'll be just, girl, how you doing? Tell me about your life. You know, oh, this happened. Oh, fuck this job. They just be
That's everything. Cool, though. Like, you know, I've struggled with, like, you know, like the community aspect, like the community building aspect of it. But you also have, like, a large Instagram following as well. And you get a lot of, like, you know, comments and people that are engaging with your stuff. Is that just people that you've just cultivated over the time, or just, you know, find people that have similar likes as you, just being active?
Well, it's really like an ebb and flow. And what I find is, like, on Instagram, those big numbers, like when you see a page that have big numbers, it was just a point in time where I guess Instagram algorithms was showing me on people's feed or in that search or explore or whatever, and people were just following up because the way it got started, there's a girl on Instagram. She was in it was another geeky, I can't remember the name, so I haven't been in there so long. It didn't pop up on my feed, fucking Instagram.
Right.
Anyway, they saw my post, and they reposted me on their Instagram. And they was like, hey, she has some cool shit on her page. Go follow her. And it was like overnight. The numbers were just like, boom, 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 boom. Like, I had to turn off my notifications.
That's cool,
because it was so many people that started. That was years ago. So I think I got up to, like, 62,000. And so now it's at 52, I think. So it's been slowly falling down. And, like, half the people I follow, I don't see their shit anymore because of Instagram.
I don't either. And it pisses me off. And, you know, because there's some artists that I follow that I just really like their work. But I get stupid memes. Like, I get, like, stupid bullshit posts that I see all the time. And then I have to, like, search out for somebody, or if I happen to catch their post and I'm like, oh damn, like, oh, are they still posting? That happened with an artist I followed the other day, and I'm like, oh wow, are they still posting? And then I looked, and they post like all the fucking time.
It's stuff that Instagram's trying to do, because at that point, when they finally pop up and I see them, then I have to turn on post notifications.
Okay, well, I guess
then I'm like, fucking Instagram, I don't like getting posts. I don't like getting notifications all day. I just want them to come up like they used to. They know this is the page that I always frequented. Just show me they shit. So I have the numbers, but I don't think people see me anymore, whether to unfollow me, like my post, because I posted a screenshot of a post that I did maybe 4 years ago. It was of I hate if I mess it up, but I think she was either from the Czech Republic or Russia or whatever. Anyway, she makes these brooches. Like, they're like sexually explicit.
Explicit brooch.
Yeah, so it'll look like a flower, but then it'll be like a labia inside of the flower. Or she does like these, or she'll do these like luscious lips, but the teeth will be vampire lips. I mean, vampire teeth. And it's just all kinds of crazy stuff. So when I reposted her post, like, her numbers jumped up. That post itself got like, I want to say like 50,000 impressions.
What?
And it got like 4,000 likes. I don't hit numbers like that no more. because Instagram's algorithm
Yeah,
sucks.
only time I get like likes is if I'm like half naked or something, and I just... That's how I get likes.
Oh, hell no. It's OnlyFans time. God damn.
I gotta
I
show
can't
some
get my
ass
big
to
ass
get a
off this.
like.
Yeah.
Some shit.
If you got it,
No, but it's no, but it's great though. And you always are, you're always posting like cool stuff and interesting stuff, and you're always very topical and on top of like pop culture stuff and like what's going on like right now. There are times that I'll see stuff on your page before I even know it's happening, you know?
girl, I used to be much better at it, but now, I have a geek community that I'm a part of. Them bastards be on it like a news
Yeah.
network. And I was like, damn, bitch, I didn't know about
Right.
that. They were like, yeah, flipping, bitch.
Oh my gosh. Well, Miss Notch's like, Justin, you gonna go try and join, huh?
If y'all send me a DM,
Yeah.
I just need to know you 21 and up, and then you good to go. I'll send you
There
the
you
link.
go. There you go. So yeah. So I will like come through my Discord and just post a thing like just
Okay.
so people know who you are so they can hit you up if they would like to join
Okay.
your Discord, so you can check them out or whatever, because I
Yeah.
don't really vet people like that, so you might want you check that out on your end. I take no responsibility.
I'll be like, yeah, that's Discord. I put in all the filters and features to keep their ass out. If they got in, they your baby's a hacker, sir.
So much fun. We will have to do this again, like not like 3 years later. I would
Oh
love
yeah,
to
girl.
do this more often. So, but thank you so much for coming on, hanging out. I don't know if you have anything else to say. If you do, you have the floor. But if not,
Go vote. Go vote,
vote.
everybody. Go vote.
Yes. Please.
I don't care if you don't exercise, none of that topical shit. Go vote. You can be fat and
Bye.
free.
On that note.
Know my ass.
You're so
You
stupid. Oh my God. Thank you, Game Addict. Game Addict says you both look so cute together.
The corny twins.
Gosh. All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Y'all, thank you for hanging out today. Hanging out and chatting with us today. I'm gonna log off as well, but please make sure to hit her up. Check out all her stuff, gadgetsandgeekery.com. You can find all of her links there. She's also on my last Instagram post, so you can check that out. Go follow all of her stuff. She's great. And yeah, my Insta homie.
My
I just
child,
saw,
I
I
can't
just
do
saw,
nothing.
I just saw. I was like, either you got a ghost or.
I ain't left. Did I take you? Then I'm here.
Thank you guys. I will see you later. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey, you stuck around. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I always have so much of a good time when I sit down and talk with Lola on her show or my show, or I'm just sitting there watching her do her thing on Twitch and YouTube. You should stop by her show sometimes and just check out the chat room. Like, she has people from all over the world, and it's just a good time. She's entertaining, and I always admire that about her. And she's just doing a whole show by herself, an hour, sometimes 2 hours or more, and it's entertaining from beginning to end. So, hope you enjoyed yourself. See you guys next week. All right, guys, that's the end of the show, and we're at the portion where it's time to do the spiel to pay the bills. You can support the show by donating through the Patreon account. There's a couple of different tiers over there for you to support the show on a monthly basis. Cash App. The Cash App is $GadgetsandGeekery. You can also donate over on anchor.fm. There's three tiers for low monthly membership fees. You know, name the future episodes and any future equipment we may need to better the show, the quality and the sound of the show. There's also merch over on the Gadgets and Geekery website. We got shirts, mugs, hats, cell phone cases, and we got all sizes on the t-shirt. If you'd like to call and give us any comments or show ideas, the hotline is 972-664-4886. We can be found over on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Gadgets and Geekery. We also have a Discord for 21 and up. You can become a member of that through our Patreon. Also, if you are a nerdcore artist, we have a segment called Nerdcore Spotlight, showcasing artists in the nerdcore genre of hip hop and etc. Submit to gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. Again, that's gadgetsgeekery@gmail.com. Please leave a review wherever you stream this show. And we'll see you next time, guys. Hope you enjoy.